Twitter shares plunged 10% this morning in reaction to the company's earnings call yesterday. Twitter reported that they're struggling to gain new users, despite having launched several new features designed to make Twitter more appealing. Twitter's interim CEO Jack Dorsey was pretty hard on the company, too, saying that Twitter remains too hard to use. Twitter has about one-fifth the users of Facebook, and in a report published yesterday, ranked 7th in user satisfaction among social networks, well below Pinterest, Google+, and Facebook. On the plus side, Twitter's making lots of money, but that's because each user is seeing more ads, not because more users are seeing the same number of ads. Kevin Toefel, are they going to be able to pull this out of the fire, and should they? In fact, I think that one of the problems here is that everybody compares themselves to Facebook, and that's always going to be a losing proposition. But what do you think about their earnings call?
Well, I agree with you. Facebook is the baseline that all others are judging themselves against. And I'm not sure that in Twitter's case, it's the right baseline to use. I don't necessarily agree with Jack Dorsey in that where he says Twitter is too difficult to use. I don't think that's the problem. Twitter is far more limited. I mean, when you're stuck with 140 characters that you can type, that's easy to do. It's not difficult. And there's plenty of clients that will let you do it. It's just really limiting when you look at Facebook, how they've expanded into video calls and so many other features. It just, you can do so much more on Facebook. And frankly, I find the conversation threads much better on Facebook. It's not always easy to have a conversation on Twitter. So, I don't think they should be aiming for Twitter-like numbers.
You know, the other thing, though, is that I don't think a lot of the users, that they're going for mainstream users. I don't think users want to have conversations. They want to follow people. They want to say things. They want to see things. Maybe a quick comment or two. Conversations are, like you say, much better on Facebook, much, much better on Google+, in my opinion. And the people who want to have substantive conversations are an extreme minority. That's why the conversation-oriented social networks are in the minority. And again, I think Facebook, you can't even compare it anymore. It's so far ahead of everyone else in terms of users, in terms of number of hours spent per day. Nobody can touch Facebook. What scares me about Jack Dorsey's comments yesterday, though, is he was hinting that the solution might be to turn Twitter into a non-reverse chronological feed. In other words, right now, the most recent tweet among the people you follow is at the top. And then when a new one, somebody tweets something else, everything moves down and the new one goes on top. That's reverse chronological. It's linear. I personally think that that's one of the great things about Twitter, but he's talking about changing that and making it nonlinear. What do you think about that possibility?
I would not like that change. As a longtime Twitter user, I've been using it since December of 2006, if I recall correctly. One of the benefits is that it's a real-time live stream in that chronological flow that you had mentioned, Mike. And, you know, I kind of prefer that for Twitter and for the type of things I read on Twitter. Facebook, on the other hand, what they do is they have algorithms that will tweak that news feed to show things out of order based on interest, based on sort of what they want you to see. And that's a whole different type of animal there. And I like it for those and other reasons. But I don't think changing Twitter to a non-chronological stream is going to help. I think, if anything, that's going to devalue what Twitter actually offers.
I think that's it exactly. I think that Facebook envy may be the undoing of Twitter if they proceed down this path.